Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, what is the best way, the sunnah way, the only way to make tayammum? Scholars differed because some of them relied on the two strikes of the ground. And we said that only one is authentic. Some even went to having the hand and the arms, the forearms, wiped until the elbows. Why? Because they said that the hadith is to wipe your face and hands, and the hands are mentioned in the Quran to extend up to the elbows, and this is wrong. This is known as qiyas fasid. The analogy is not accepted and it is incorrect. Why? Because it is against the sunnah. Whenever the analogy or the qiyas is against evidence from the Quran, from the sunnah, it is considered to be qiyasun fasid al-i'tibar. It is qiyas that is incorrect and it is void. Why? Because it's going against the sunnah or the evidence. For example, when some of the scholars said that it is permissible for a woman to get married without a guardian. Guardian is wali. Why? They said because we made the analogy. And we said that the qiyas, if a woman is given the freedom to sell and to buy and to run her business, wouldn't it be logical that she has the freedom to control her own body, whether to get married to someone or not? This is logical. And the scholars say that this is qiyasun fasidul i'tibar. This is incorrect and unaccepted and it's void analogy. Why? Because the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in the authentic hadith, there is no marriage without a guardian and two righteous or two acceptable witnesses. What does this mean? This means that the Prophet said there is no marriage, and you come to say to me, no, there is marriage. So this goes against the hadith, against the evidence, and that is why we neglect it. And those who said that wiping the hand in tayammum up till the elbows, they've used their qiyas, but their qiyas is also inappropriate and unaccepted, because the hadith of the Prophet goes only to mention and describe to us the hands up to the wrist, and that is all. So this is the sunnah, and this is what one should do. Now, some scholars say that the material used should be sand, or should be soil, or should be dirt on the ground. But there is no mentioning of that in the Quran or in the Sunnah. On the contrary, anything that is on top of the ground is considered to be means of purification. And that's why if a person is in a bus or in an airplane with no water, hypothetically, or in a train, and time for prayer is there, and he does not have water, what does he do? He strikes the seat, he strikes the ceiling. Well, this is the wall, it's not as high as the ceiling, but, and he's, well, ceiling is too far. Let's remain with the walls. This would do, inshallah, because there isn't any sand, any soil in sight. So this would suffice. Likewise, if a person is in hospital and he's unable to make wudu, then he can also strike the floor or the walls or whatever is available, inshallah. طيب. Before we go to the second hadith or the third hadith, which is a very long one and which has a lot of information that may take some time, do we have any questions? Hamdan.
Sheikh, in situations like, for example, if you are in a plane or a train where there is water, you can do wudu and you are junub, but you cannot do ghusl over there. But water is available, it is sufficient, but they won't let you have a bath over there. So in this case, what should we do? Should we do tayammum, then wudu, or wudu, tayammum? So
if there is water, you must perform ghusl, because the general rule in the books of fiqh, إِذَا حَضَرَ الْمَاءِ بَطَلَ التَّيَمُّمُ. Whenever the water exists, then tayammum is not valid. And if there is water you can use, you don't ask people for permission. You perform ghusl. However, if there was no ability for you to make ghusl at all, then tayammum is sufficient. If you tell me that I can use half of the water to have ghusl on half of my body and the rest I run out of water. Or in the case, for example, if a person has a cast which he cannot wash, so he is in the state of janaba, do we tell him make tayammum or do we tell him make ghusl for your whole body except that area and make tayammum for it? Yes. You have to make ghusl for the whole body, but the area you cannot wash, you don't wash it, but you make tayammum for it afterwards. This is what the scholars say about those who are unable to wash certain parts of their body, as in the cases of burns or broken arms, etc. Now, in the case of the water is not sufficient, scholars say you have to use what you have. So even if I wash my whole entire body, but the water is so little that only this part remained. I washed, I did what I could have done. Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Fear Allah as to the best of your ability. So I did to the best of my ability, washed whatever I could from my body. The remaining part, I make tayammum for it. So I hope this answers your question. Yes, brother.
I study in IAS. And our school is near a sea. There was a situation where the water was over in our school, but there was a sea nearby. And as you quoted the hadith that إِذَا حَذَرَ الْمَاءُ فَبَسَلَ تَيَمُّمْ. So considering the rules of the school, the sea is nearby. But however, considering the rules of the school, what ruling can be applied over here?
As an individual, as long as there is means of water, you have to get this water, even if you had to buy it. So if in your case, in your school, if the school runs out of water and there is no way for you to get water except by going out, you have to go out. If you would not get water except by buying it, you have to pay for it. But in your case, in the case of schools, this depends on the management. If they lock the door and they would not let you out, you're forced. But if you shout at them, you scream at them, you show them that you're crazy and I have to make wudu and they let you out, you have to do this. So it is a must, it's not a choice. Some people in their houses, they don't pay for water, the water does not come. So they say, I'll make tayammum. This is not permissible. Your neighbors have water, the masjid has water. You can go by and buy a bottle of water. So water is present, you are not allowed at all to use tayammum when this is the case. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Suppose if you are in a plane or something and if the time for Fajr is running out, if you have very less time, and suppose many a times the queue is very long, so we don't get a chance to go into the toilet. So can we do tayammum or what do we do? Because sometimes it's a dire need. We don't have a chance at all to go in the toilet. And sometimes when the plane is landing, they don't allow us. So then what do we actually do in this situation?
Now in the case of a person waking up just before Fajr, just before sunrise, yani in 3 minutes or 4 minutes, the sun would rise. And by the sun rising, the time of Fajr is void. If a person wakes up and he has a choice between spending 10 minutes preparing for the water and making wudu, or making tayammum, what would he do? The scholars say he should make wudu. What about the sun and the time? The scholars say this man is doing the best to his ability. It is not his mistake. He's instructed to make wudu, he makes wudu. The sun comes up, let it come up. Because he did not stay intentionally until it was seconds before sunrise and then he wanted to pray. No, he woke up. And while he was asleep, there is no sin on him. Now, if the airplane is landing, you should make and take the precautions needed. As long as there is water, and you know whether the plane is going to land, and you know that you're supposed to take your precautions and make wudu, you have to make wudu. Tayammum is not an alternative for time, meaning that I have enough time. Okay, let me make tayammum. Tayammum is an alternative, a substitute, in case you are unable to use water. But here you are able to use water, but not sufficiently, not now. So you have to use the water. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.